Exercise 12 through 14. On 5th December 2011, David Hecht, a St. Augustine, Florida electrician, drove down State Road 207. He saw a handbag lying on the road and stopped and picked it up. It was filled with over $12,000, as well as credit cards and an ID. He said, "It would have been real simple to take the bag and walk away. That's not the way I am." Instead of taking the money, Mr. Hecht called the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office and turned in the money to it. Of course, he could have used the money. After all, he had been injured and had been unable to work for a while, although he had been working for 3 months straight. His wife, Elena, said, "He's had his challenges too, but that doesn't give you the right to take money." The woman who had lost the money, Immaculee Dennis, age 69, was traveling with her husband, son, and daughter from her home in Palm Bay to visit relatives in Georgia. They made a stop in St. Augustine to get gas, and that's when she accidentally left her handbag on the trunk of the car. They had already made it to Georgia by the time she realized she didn't have her handbag with her. She tossed and turned all night, thinking about the lost handbag. The next morning, however, Ms. Dennis got a call from the sheriff who said Mr. Hecht had turned in her handbag to the office. "I was speechless," she said. The family left for the sheriff's office, and Ms. Dennis got her handbag back that afternoon. She called Mr. Hecht that Friday. She couldn't call him right away, she said, because she was still shaking, still so emotional. Mr. Hecht said she said over and over again how happy she was. 16 years previously, Miss Dennis had found a wallet filled with money and had been able to give it back to its rightful owner, a man who was sending the money to people in Haiti. Miss Dennis said the man didn't know what to say. He was so happy. 16 years after finding the wallet, Miss Dennis was in the same position as the man from Haiti. Fortunately, Mr. Hecht did the right thing, as she had done when she found the wallet. Miss Dennis said although she couldn't afford to give a reward, she planned to send the couple a fruit basket for Christmas. She added about Mr. Hecht, "I will pray for him for the rest of my life. I will never forget that."